You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Wexford. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to tonight's jumping is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Not bad racing going on at the moment, is there?
No, it's all good, yeah. Ascot was fantastic yesterday, as we thought it would be. All the big guns mainly came to the party and won, or certainly ran well, one or two shocks. It's very much 1-0 for the punters, I'd imagine. And, we've got plenty of racing today carrying us all the way through to Wexford in the 18. So if you're doing money at Ascot, you've still got the solace of the good old Irish racing, maybe to get out of jail.
Yes, hopefully so. The first race this evening is the 5:30, and we start with the Mare's Beginners Chase over 2.5 miles. I'm All You Need heads the market at 11-4. It's 4-1 for What Lies Ahead. Well Tuned is 5-1 with You're the One I Want. Patraeg's Joy has been well backed this morning, 12s into 6s, so halved in price. 10-1 for Give Her Back, and 12s or bigger for the others. Quite a move there, Andy, in that race.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I will say, though, before I continue, is I'm absolutely no idea, I'm not sure, what track configuration we're going to get tonight at Wexford, because don't you remember here at the last meeting they experimented with changing the configuration from a right-handed one to a left-handed one, which worked really well. But I've looked in the racing post on 96, and if you have a look in the Wexford details and the outlay of the map, it says right-handed, fairly sharp track with running under a furlong. So whether they're actually going to revert back to the old Wexford, I have no idea. So unless you ring up the course and find out what's going on, because I have no idea what the plans are for tonight, which way they're going to be racing. Could make a bit of a difference further down the line. But anyway, we'll start with the Beginner's Chase. Several horses that have got good form of late over hurdles bring some decent form to the table. All of these have yet to run over fences, so no experience is going to be advantageous here. So I'm going to go with the one that I think has got probably the best form over hurdles and the most likeable type, is What Lies Ahead from the William McCreary Stud, of course, represented by Devonshire at Royal Ascot in the afternoon, has certainly got a chance in the jersey. And this mare has been running really well, largely throughout the winter period. In decent races, she won a good race in Gower and a few starts ago, and was a creditable third behind Bonnie Kate last time out of Noel Meads down in Limerick. Ground should be absolutely fine for her tonight. I always feel as though she wants a bit better ground than what she's been running on. Main dangers, well, there are plenty. I'm All You Need ran well last time on in Ballyroad. There's a bit of money for Padraig's Joy, as you quite rightly pointed out, who the ground will suit as well. But What Lies Ahead, nicest horse in the race for me. Hopefully she jumps a clear round and can run a good race for us in the first.
Okay, yeah, from what I've just been trying to have a look while you've been talking there, and as far as I know, it's back to right-handed for some reason tonight.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. So just bear that in mind. Don't take it as read until you see it, but I'm not sure why they changed it, but it worked, and I don't know why they're changing it back. So your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, you have to keep an eye on the first race, see what happens.
Yep.
The second race is the 6 o'clock. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles. The market for this race headed by Valor's Minion, who's 9-4. It's 4s into 7-2 for Theatre Mill, 9-2 for Beckwith Star, 6s for Kuta Mundra, who's been nibbled as well from 7s, and then 7-1 for Sin Miedo, and Tis a Mystery. Quite an open race, this one, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Valor's Minion here, although I wouldn't be tipping this 12-year-old with a massive amount of confidence, because I think you could give pretty much everything in this race some sort of chance. I'll talk about another horse in the race as we move on further down the line. But Valor's Minion, I thought, ran a lovely race last time out at Ballinrobe, was out the handicap in a very strongly run race. Ballyfun Boy, who was in there, has won subsequently. Got off Foster's Cross, was back in third. Much more competitive and keenly contested than this one tonight. Clearly good ground in the middle of summer suits this 12-year-old. And, he's obviously been waiting for this kind of ground to perform to his best. The other one to mention is Tis a Mystery from the Henry de Bromhead camp. They won with a similar top the other night called Daneful down in Clonmel, who's been crying out for better ground. And so is this one as well. Only one victory in its life came at Clonmel. a couple of seasons ago, but has largely had an indifferent surface to run on for quite a few times over in Ireland and hasn't really been able to run up to its best. So I can certainly give that one a shout. But I'll go with a 12-year-old who looked in excellent shape the other night, and a similar performance will make him hard to beat there.
Starting with the old boy in the 6 o'clock. And the 6.30 is the third race on the card. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And last encounter is 13-8 into 11-8 at the top of the betting. It's 5-2 for Mr. Steadfast. Jesmyn Lodge is 9-2. Sixes for My Matador and tens on double figure prices for the others. Who decide within the third race, Andy?
Yeah, I'm not a mad fan of My Matador. I think he's fairly average. Jesmyn Lodge, she's not a bad filly, but it wasn't a brilliant race she took part in the other day down in Roscommon. So, as the market suggests, this one looks between Last Encounter and Mr. Steadfast. I'll give one more go to Max Mullins' charge and hope that he improves. Now he's stepping up in trip and he goes over hurdles for the second time, because he's run behind Modem on his hurdling debut back in December. He's probably the form pick here. Of course, Modem ran many good races in the middle of winter for Jessica Harrington and was second in the very valuable prize at Leopardstown. Behind Katie T, so that form stands out. He's been a little bit disappointing on his last two starts in national flat races, and he's been sent off short price favour to win both of them. Maybe the softest ground has been the issue with this Golden Boy Beneficial, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going with him tonight. He'll get a better chance to get into a good rhythm, and maybe they've just been taking him off his feet as they've been dashing for home in the latter stages, and the slightly quicker ground will hopefully suit. But he's certainly got the best form. Let's hope he's able to bounce back and run to that form that saw him second to finish Modem, because if he does, then he's going to be tough to beat.
On to the fourth race next, which is the 7 o'clock, and this one is another maiden hurdle. This one's over 3 miles, and Grangeclair Rosa is the 6-4 favourite this morning. Ballinabula Prince is 2-1. It's sixes for Pros and Cons. 7-1 for Guerrilla Tactics, but that's a reserve, as is Sidswar at 12-1. It's 14-1 for Noxion. Sullivan's John is 16-1 with Answer Your Phone, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Priced up as if not many of these could get into it, Andy. Do you see it between probably Grangeclair Rosa and Ballinabula Prince yourself?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it, Mark? I'd be a little bit lukewarm about the chances of Grangeclair Rosa off the back of a fairly modest run last time out in the National Flat Race at Listowel, when she faded quite tamely from the home turn. She obviously can improve. It's always very dangerous to write off Willie Mullins's, particularly now she's now stepping up in trip and she might come into her own. But I'm going to have to go with a more solid-looking Ballinabula Prince, who ran its best race last time out, incidentally behind one of Willie Mullins's at Tremor, in the shape of Children's List. And that horse is fairly useful. And in the end, Children's List was only just clinging on for dear life as Anthony Mullins' six-year-old came bearing down on the running. Certainly suggests that he could win a race in the summer period, and in particular, given his run style that day, the way he finished off his race, a step up to 3 miles, looks sure to suit. So he's just a little bit more reliable, and he's available to put it back at a bigger price. So Ballinabula Prince gets a vote in the 7 o'clock.
Ballinabula Prince, Randy, there then in the 7 o'clock. The 7.30 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by Tempo Mac, who's 5-6, 6-1 for Crystal Earth, 8s for Wild Fern, Waver is 10s, Pepper Pot 16s into 10-1, it's 10s for Who's Cross and 20s or bigger for the others. Nap time for you, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it is. Nap of the day, nap on the card. Tempo Mac, I also napped last week at Clonmel, not on the naps table, but it was my best bet at Clonmel, and he duly obliged. He was back from 5-2 into 11-8 and got the job done in the end very, very stylishly indeed. But there was moments in that race where those of us that took a short price had slight heart palpitations, largely due to the fact, though, having gone back and done the time of the way the race developed, they really did turn it on from going past the winning line. The final circuit was a good 4 seconds quicker than anything else on the card. And it certainly suggested to me that this horse is on the upgrade. He clearly stays very well. And hopefully they'll go a good pace here tonight, because what he does do is appreciate a strong gallop. And we've got Pepper Pot in the race to ensure that that is the case. That horse made the running last time at Tremor. So there shouldn't be any hanging around. And with Brian Cooper on board, who knows this horse really well, he was a bit unlucky not to win the time before Kilbeggan. So he's technically a really well-handicapped horse. He's one of these horses that Gordon Elliott does really well within the summer jumping period. And barring the accident here and a clear run-through, it's very difficult to see him not following up. So Tempo Mac, strongest vote in the 7.30.
Andy's nap there. Then the 8 o'clock is the sixth race on the card. This is Division 1 of this handicap hurdle over 2.25 miles. That's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 95. A significant non-runner here as well. Red Castle doesn't go, and that leaves Sly Guftu at the top of the market at 3-1. It's 8-1 for Cliffside Park. Miss Faithful, 8s with Moon Underwater. It's 10-1 for Persian Wind and Pace and Passion and Omega Springs and Encore Unani, in fact, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, not a particularly awe-inspiring race. I much prefer the next race than this one. But I'll go with Sly Guftu, who has run a couple of good races in his 8-race career under rules. Most notably last time out at Clonmel, when doing some really good late work in the closing stage of that race, it was won by Colm's Dream. Absolutely flew home on the running. Obviously ran in snatches that day a little bit. Took a while for the blinkers to kick in, but once I became accustomed with the headgear on for the first time, then he obviously got better as the race developed. Shouldn't have any problems with this track configuration here tonight. Similar layout, sharp right-handed. And Ricky Dawes a good £7 conditional jockey as well. So it all adds up for Sly Guftu to run a huge race for us in the 8 o'clock.
The 8.30 is Division 2 of this handicap hurdle over 2.25 miles, and Show and Go is the favourite for this one. 15-8 at the top of the market this morning. 6-1 for Afram Blue. Marvellous James is 8s, as is Noble Call. 10-1 for Bally Libbert and Imperial Breeze. Katie's Gold, another at 10s, but that one is a reserve, and it's 12s or bigger for the others. Tell us why you're looking forward to this then, Andy.
Yeah, I think there's a decent bit of value in this race. Obviously Show and Go is going to be popular with many. Good fourth last time out of Clonmel. Actually look like winning as well in the latter stage until just getting run out of it by several informed horses. Certainly wouldn't put you off, but just a little bit too short for me. I quite like Marvellous James here, available at the back at 8-1 this morning. Do think this horse is good value. Off the back of two really good runs on the figures. Third behind Mr. Bossman down in Ballinrobe, 2 starts ago, and of course I napped Mr. Bossman the other night. And although he didn't win at Roscommon, he certainly ran a Herculean race behind a nice progressive type. And then he went to Limerick the other day and again come out really well on the figures. That Maimoneki Nico, who landed a right punt, clocked a very fast circuit time. So Marvellous James did really well to finish on the coattails of those in-form horses. He actually beat the short price favourite of Willie Mullins, who was back in fifth. So for Mark of 95, this looks a much a welcomed opportunity for this 5-year-old. Certainly think that he's capable of hitting the frame. And as I said, 8-1, a very tempting each-way price.
Each way pick for Andy then in the 8.30. The final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a 2-mile bumper. And Pearl Diamond heads the market at 5-2. But that has been money for the second favourite, How Are You Doing, who's 9-2 into 7-2 at the time of recording this. 6-1 for Theatre Mull. Little Mitch is 7s. 10s for Ellie's Choice and Miss Ellis Island. It's also 10-1 for Peter Kearney's Pub. That's what we'll go with.
Wow, what great shout.
Yeah, as it easy as 10s. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the lucky last?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a commentator at Wexford by the time they run the 9 o'clock. Yeah, I'm going to go with the second favourite here, How Are You Doing, who's had a couple of nice spins already, one at Limerick on debut, shaping nicely. And then at Ballinrobe the other day, also caught the eye, travelled very strongly down the back straight, and in just not quite getting home in the latter stages, but with those two conditioning runs under her belt, and Nina Carvey booked tonight as well, most significantly, I'd expect Gordon Elliott's charge to step up to the plate here and justify the money in this direction this morning. So How Are You Doing? A reasonably confident selection of running a big race in the last.
Okay, good stuff. As usual, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, I'm on the back card tonight. Wexford, one or two bets on the card. Probably watching brief in the first one. My selection is What Lies Ahead on Chasing Debut. Van Oor's Minion was really impressive the last day down in Ballinrobe, and if in the same form, will be hard to beat in the 6 o'clock. I'll give one more go for Last Encounter now, encountering better ground and a step-up in trip in the 6.30. Like the way Ballinabula Prince finished his race off the other day with 2-mile 5, so the step-up to 3 miles should suit him. Nap on the card is Tempo Mac, who was a hugely impressive winner on visually and on the clock the other day at Clonmel. In the 8 o'clock, I'll go with Sly Guftu with the blinkers on for the second time. Let's hope they work again. In the 8.30, I like the chances here of Marvellous James from an each-way perspective. And in the final race, I'm going to go with Gordon Elliott again with How Are You Doing, who has run a couple of nice races in decent bumpers and should be there or thereabouts in the last.
Superb stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy it today.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.